following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I found myself in a unique situation last winter of deciding if it was time to pursue my dream of playing in the NFL.
Option play near side. Pitch back to Amir. He gets a nice shield block on the edge. Amir to the 40, 35, first down, 30. Amir cutting back to the middle field, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Amir dives. Touchdown, Nebraska. What a spectacular run by Amir Abdullah.
I've come to realize that life is bigger than football and that my chances of long-term success in life will be greatly enhanced by completing my college education.
Sails toward the goal line. Abdullah grabs it right at the goal line. Amir to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a seam, 25. Cuts to the outside. Oh, what a move. 40-yard line to midfield. He is gone. Amir Abdullah.
It's truly an honor to play for this program, to represent the N, and to one day walk across that stage with my diploma in hand.
Just a four-man rush. Armstrong to the sideline. Here he comes, Abdullah.
Wow.
And Abdullah still on his feet. Western Camp throws a block. Amir Abdullah all the way home. Touchdown, Nebraska.
I'm Amir Abdullah, and I play for Nebraska.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a scene in Lincoln, baby.
Nebraska will snap the ball a length of the football away from the goal line. And they want to throw. What a play call. Anunua. He's going to go 99 yards. Holy cow, what a call.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those.
Oh, they don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the 1. Kenny to the 10, 15, 25. Kenny to the 30. He's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40. Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker. To the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. A 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
They're going to put it down, yep, at the 47-yard line. If he were to hit it, it'll go in the books as the longest in school history. This is an attempt of 57 yards. Does he have enough? Is it long enough? He got it!
Sam Fultz gets a good snap. Good boomy kick. This one's sailing towards the end zone. Bounces at the 3. Takes a Husker hop. Huskers will down it inside the 5. Sam Burt scooped it up and held on to it at the 1-yard line. Terrific punt of 52 yards.
Eric Crouch pumps once. Is in trouble. Eludes a tackle. Gets out of the end zone. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Crouch to the 15. Out across the 20. Crouch to the 25. Out across the 30. 35, 40. Look out. He could go. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10.
Sumner gets a shotgun snap, throws over the middle, intercepted, picked off Randy Gregory, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, a pick six for big old Randy Gregory. Back in the pocket, steps up, getting rushed, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, he'll lose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack, his 9th of the year and his 6th in 2 weeks. Michigan with the ball, their own 39-yard line. Gardner turns, straight hand off to Green, hit the backfield, Huskers, Corey Cooper drills him, he loses 2 yards.
Phillips up the middle, explodes, 20, cuts to the right, and Phillips is out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Zone read, hand off to Cross, big hole, 45-40, 35-30, Amani 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown Amani Cross, oh baby!
Rodgers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home!
And a snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play and it's Schlesinger inside the 5, and there for the touchdown, he's got the touchdown!
History 13-0 and bring that
another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Football Friday with Doug Duda, Jim Lagan with you. Nebraska coming off the bye week. They'll head to Evanston, as many fans have over the last few hours. Get ready to head into Chicago and up to Evanston for tomorrow night's 6:30 game on the Big Ten Network, which will then be followed. Don't forget to set your DVRs before you take off to not only record the game, but to record the one-hour documentary on the life of Brooke Boehringer, which will be shown right after the Nebraska-Northwestern game. So we will talk with Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network, coordinating producer. He will talk with us about putting that together. They've done a variety, and we've had Bill on before. They've done the journey. We've talked about the kind of the Pawn Stars type of deal that they did here, American Pickers, about a month ago when they were looking for memorabilia. And we've talked about a variety of different things. But they have done a handful of things like this, looking at things that have happened in the Big Ten. One of them was the Ohio State Michigan tie from a couple decades ago, and a variety of other stories there. But they'll do it on Brooke Boehringer, and we'll see if there's anything new that we learn about that tragedy that happened some 19-plus years ago. So Bill will join us in the next segment. We catch up with Mike Perenio to see who's the favorite, the Royals or the Giants. And I'm sure you probably already know, Jimmy.
That's one thing I didn't even look at this morning. But Kansas City's got four games at home. They've won eight in a row. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me who they have favored. I know who I'm playing.
The Giants?
I've already got the Royals played, so yeah.
Well, there you go. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the weekend series and such and such and such. And it looks like it's basically a minuscule coin flip right now out in Vegas. It's a coin flip for game one. They don't have – I'm just looking at Vegas Insider right off the get-go here.
Well, if it's a coin flip for game one, the Royals are favored because the pitcher from San Francisco is the only guy that's thrown well all year as a starter. I mean, it's had complete domination.
Baumgartner went last night, yeah. For folks that don't know, the Royals and Giants, as I mentioned, maybe last week, whenever it was, they have some history. They've played some interleague series. I've actually seen a couple of those games. That just happened to be who was playing when I went to Kansas City over the last couple, 3 years. And the Royals swept the Giants earlier this year in an interleague series, which is strange because the Royals, when they swept them, weren't playing the kind of baseball that they're playing now.
Yeah, you know, the Royals got hot on August 3rd was the date. They lost on August 2nd, and they got hot on August 3rd, and that's when they made their move. And I'm not looking that up. I just know that because of my birthday, because they lost on that day. But on August 3rd, they made a move, and then they played the Giants in that series right after that, and they swept them. And they also, I think they played the Oakland A's at that time and won like 3 out of 4. You know, so those were really a key move when they went during that stretch, 6-1 during that time.
Overall, R.J. Bell has said that the Royals are minus 120, the Giants are plus 100. So it's basically a coin flip for the series.
Right. And the Royals are 15-5 this year against the National League, you know. So.
And early in the season, if I remember right, and we'll ask Mike, but the Royals, everybody, when you're so-called underdog starts, oh, man, what were they, 7? No, they were like 22 or 25 to 1 at the beginning of the year to win the World Series. The Royals were expected to be in the upper half of the teams in Major League Baseball, and you're never going to get more than 30 to 1 on anybody that's in the upper half.
Yeah, and not only that, the Royals were longer at the All-Star break than they were at the beginning of the year. Because at the beginning of the year, they weren't behind, you know, and they were behind quite a bit, and they weren't playing very well. I think
Detroit looked pretty good.
Yeah, too. And they were 50-50. I think the Royals at one time in the first 100 games were 50-50. So, you know, they kind of made a move after that. That's when they're – and, you know, one of the things, they kind of understood their pitching a little bit better. They knew which guys – you know, they kind of got rid of some pitchers and took them out of the starting lineup. And then their defense – you know, there was a stretch there where Billy Butler wasn't playing in September. They pulled him right out. I mean, he went about 0-18. Kane wasn't playing. You know, he's the – you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting when you're
Finnegan
pulling –
Finnegan wasn't even on the team.
What's that now?
Finnegan wasn't even on the team.
Yeah, and you're pulling guys because they're not producing. And then next thing you know, you're the – you know, you get the MVP awards and you're playing center field. But if they kind of got used to the team at that time. You know, one thing that's happened, and when they beat Oakland, Doug, in the playoff game, that was the last time the Royals actually used their pinch hitters to get hits, where they pull guys, defensive players, and they brought in men to come in and pinch hit. And that was the last game they've ever had to do that. And that game, there was a guy, and you guys will have to help me with his name, but he played for the Minnesota Twins, and they brought him over, and he singled in the right field in the ninth. And that got Dyson or Gore on base and tied the game and set in, you know, into extra innings. But they haven't even used pinch hitters, you know, because they haven't been behind far enough, you know, to have that lead or get the lead. It's always been tied or they've been close enough to it they could play their defensive team.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of pinch hitters. They got a lot of guys like a Dyson or Gore that come in with the straight speed that they want to put in there when a Butler or somebody gets on base. Also, how amazing it is that both wild card teams, that one game playoff, and here they are playing for the World Series. And I suppose it has to pain Oakland a little bit more because they have to think, what if, you know? I mean, the Royals have torched everybody, and they were ahead of them 7-3 in the eighth inning. It starts Tuesday night. You'll be able to hear them on the Breeze and here on ESPN as we work our way through what is a very busy time of the year. A ton of high school stuff going on. We are getting into the last 2 weeks of football. Volleyball is into their last few weeks before sub-districts. You've got state softball finishing up today in Hastings. You have state tennis finishing up today with semifinal action. You got state cross-country 1 week from today. All the districts were run yesterday, and we'll get to all of that. But big news yesterday, and I think this has to make some programs chuckle, because Nebraska is preseason number 21 in the USA Today coaches poll. Nebraska men's basketball has been ranked in the preseason one time in school history, and that was 25th back in 1992. And Nebraska is obviously the highest preseason ranking they've ever had. How many schools? So you converse that with football and how we chuckle at the football teams and the football programs, the Kansases, the Northwesterns, the Purdues, pick whoever you want, that aren't normally playing for conference and national championships. And then that's exactly, just reverse it, and that's Nebraska in basketball. If you're at Kansas, you're going, we're not in the top 10. We're mad. And Nebraska's never been in the top 20, top 20 ever in a preseason ranking.
Yeah, I was at an establishment last night when it came across the board, you know, and it said basketball, NCAA basketball, top 25. And then it erased, and then it goes, who's number one, two, three? Well, then all of a sudden, it went through there, and it goes, and I caught Gonzaga at 15 because I thought, is that football? Or is that basketball? You know what I mean? Because it went through there, and I thought, well, there's Gonzaga at 15. So I knew it was basketball. And then when Nebraska was 21, I go, hey, the Huskers are ranked 21. Somebody goes, well, I thought they were 22. You know, that's basketball. That's basketball.
Yeah, that's the mentality. Yeah. Kentucky, Arizona, Duke, Wisconsin, Kansas, they are the top five. Then North Carolina, Florida, Virginia, Louisville, and Texas, apparently, is back. They are 10th. Wichita State, Nebraska could play them in the Hawaii tournament, the second round, if they both win/lose, hopefully win. Then you had Villanova, Gonzaga, Iowa State, and Connecticut. Virginia Commonwealth is 16th, San Diego State 17th, Michigan State, Oklahoma, Ohio State, then Nebraska, SMU, and Larry Brown, Michigan, Syracuse. Yeah, Syracuse is 24th, and Iowa 25th. Syracuse, Jim Boeheim, 24th. What would the spread on a Syracuse-Nebraska game be today?
If it was in Lincoln?
Well.
You know, yeah, would that be something?
What if it was at Syracuse?
Yeah, if it's Syracuse, Syracuse is favored.
By?
7-10. Yeah. Yeah.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. Bill Friedman will be joining us here from the Big Ten Network to talk about the life of Brooke Boehringer and the documentary that is coming up tomorrow after the Huskers and Northwestern. We'll make our predictions. Jimmy's got his selections. We've got Pigskin Pick'em. We have to restash the Cunningham's prize vault, Jimmy. We got nipped last week. 8-2. That's the best anybody's done this year.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
Yeah, 8-2 was a good week because you went 6-4 and got third. You know what I mean? I mean, so yeah, it was a tough week to lose, but we sure did.
Usually we pop 8-2s on a regular basis. Somebody does, but this year, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's been tough. There's been a lot of upsets, though. You know, that one week when, you know, what was it, Mississippi and Mississippi State beat, like, Alabama and Auburn, you know, and all those games, you're going, oh, what are we going to do now? You know, because there were a lot of upsets that one week.
I think we got some interesting games to talk about this week as well. And the Nebraska-Northwestern spread is as close as about any. Iowa-Maryland, I think, is the closest spread this weekend, so everybody crossing their fingers as they go to Northwestern. And Doug Duda along with Jim Langan here on this morning's Doug and Daddy Show. And we are joined by Bill Friedman, BTN's coordinating producer for original programming. And we are glad to have Bill back on the program. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you guys? Good to be back.
Well, hey, you guys continue to do great work, and I think tomorrow we're going to be all interested. And I think this will be looked at with the unbeaten, the life of Brooke Boehringer, two different ways. Because if you're a Husker fan, you know the story. And I will be one to see if there's anything new I learn. Because in 1 hour, I'm sure there's a lot of things that got left on the cutting room floor. But I think if you're anybody else in the Big Ten, I don't think, I'll bet 5% of Big Ten fans even know who Brooke Boehringer is.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. You know, I think the more than average football fan might have a memory of his name, might remember a little bit, you know, probably could associate him with Nebraska. They certainly, I agree with you, I certainly don't think they'll know the entire story that is told in the film to the degree that Nebraska fans do, for sure. It's interesting. There are kind of two different audiences here that we're trying to reach. We're obviously trying to reach the Nebraska audience, you know, and tap into their memory banks of what they remember about Brooke and the 94-95 seasons and obviously the tragic end to his life. But also the fans, as you said, that may just remember his name or might be like, oh, yeah, I know who he was, but give them a much fuller sense of the amazing life that Brooke Boehringer lived.
What, as you looked at it, what stuck out to you, Bill? What did you learn, maybe? What are other people going to find out from this documentary?
Well, I was probably in between the type of fan that you were describing there in the two audiences. Like, you know, being someone who works in the sports business and certainly, you know, a pretty up-to-date sports fan, I certainly remember Brooke Boehringer. I certainly remember that he passed away, you know, in 1996, and certainly remember the two titles that Nebraska won in 94 and 95 that he was a part of. So what struck me was really the reverence that he still has in the state and certainly around the program. You know, and to me that's symbolized by the fact that there's one statue outside of Memorial Stadium. There have been a lot of great players at Nebraska who were worthy of a statue, but he's the only one on it. You know, I just think that's kind of amazing to me. You know, you're like, here, I mean, just as a comparison, I'm a Bulls fan. I grew up in Chicago. There's one statue outside of the United Center, and everybody knows who that is. You know, that's all there should be. I just think it's interesting. You know, he was the best player. That's usually who's immortalized on these statues. And, you know, I don't think Brooke's athletic accomplishments, you know, compared to some of the other Cornhuskers, that's not to minimize them. I think he was a terrific player. But he's immortalized for a reason, and I think it's partly because he was gone too soon, but partly because he was beloved by the program. And, you know, it's been told to us many times in the film that he kind of represents what Nebraskans want their football program to be.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Real quick, I'll talk about in 69 and 71, we had two quarterbacks, Van Bronson and Jerry Tagge. And those two also had a national championship, and it was extremely close who should be the starting. People were mixed on this, but Tagge took over and went on. And I think that's the other thing here is Brooke Boehringer and Tommy Frazier. Tommy Frazier was the starting quarterback, but he had blood clots. And Boehringer came in and went on and took over. There was a tremendous amount of controversy about who the starter should be. And people are, well, I don't think people for, well, when I think this, the program will probably bring this out, the controversy about coming back and starting Tommy Frazier in the bowl game. Is that part of the program?
Oh, most certainly. And it's really one of the things that you asked what I learned. I certainly didn't realize, you know, how divided that was. And what, you know, think about, you know, is what's the old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none, yeah. Right? I mean, it's this was kind of the opposite of that. They had two quarterbacks, and they really had two. And it was really interesting to see, you know, to hear each case. You know, I mean, here's Tommy Frazier, a Heisman candidate, obviously one of the best option quarterbacks to ever play in college football. And, you know, typically when people lose a job because of injury, when they're healthy, they get it when they come back. But Brooke had done such a good job that he made it a question and a competition. And here's a team that's undefeated, going to play in the de facto national championship game at the time. And they had to figure out who their starting quarterback was going to be. I mean, that's almost unheard of. And so that was very fascinating. And then even after the Orange Bowl in the 94 season, you know, in the spring of 95, it was an open competition. I mean, it was not a kind of, well, maybe we'll see. It was like, yeah, we're going to see who's going to win this battle. And it was very close. And there's some really interesting reflections on that in the film about how that impacted the chemistry and dynamic of the team. And I think Tommy Frazier is incredibly candid about his relationship with Brooke at the time and how he viewed the competition. And I think fans, you're right, I think people will get a really nice window into that when they watch the film on Saturday night.
Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network talking about the documentary Unbeaten, The Life of Brooke Boehringer, which debuts tomorrow night. And let's get this out of the way, Bill, changing it a little bit here. Let's face it, Husker fan night game, may not be able to watch it and may forget to DVR it. I assume we'll be able to see this numerous times throughout the upcoming week.
Yeah, it's going to definitely, you know, if you need to DVR it, it's on at 9 Eastern, which would be 8 Central, 7 Mountain on Monday. And that'll come on right at the top of the hour. So that's a more DVR-friendly time.
Monday.
You know, yeah, it is Saturday night, I hope. But, you know, we hope that the fact that you're watching the Cornhuskers on our air, that you'll stick around after the game to see this program. I think it's a very meaningful film. I think it's something that certainly for the Nebraska fans will stir many memories, many feelings, and something that is not to be missed.
We're talking with Bill Friedman here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Did so much community work when student athletes weren't really asked to, he stepped out and did that. How much of the documentary is about the week of the plane crash and afterwards, or is it like some movies and that's just kind of where it ends?
Oh, no. We definitely talk about that. I mean, it's kind of an amazing week if you think about it. I mean, not in a positive term, but I mean, just kind of like hard to fathom, right? I mean, the plane crash happened on April 18th. The spring game was the same day as the NFL draft, which was April 20th, 2 days later. And that's a very emotional scene, as I'm sure many Nebraskans can recall. And then 2 days after that was the funeral and the service. So in a 4 day span, I mean, imagine. It was, I kept asking myself, God, imagine. I mean, it was so fast. It was just so much and so little time to process and come to grips with. It was really kind of hard to believe. But yes, we spend time on that week and talk about that, and we address the crash, and we address the spring game, and we address the funeral and the NFL draft. All is included in the film.
You know, I have nothing in front of me, so I'm doing this just on memory here a little bit. He was from Goodland, Kansas. Is that correct?
Right. Yep.
Correct.
Okay, good. Now, was there any type of talk about where he was going to go to college, or was it pretty much Nebraska all the way?
The impression that we got was it was pretty much Nebraska, but was really interesting. There is a great little story from Ron Brown, who was his primary recruiter at the time, and about the other quarterback that Nebraska was trying to get in that class. And I'll let you guys watch the film to find out who that was. If you don't know, maybe you guys already know, but it's pretty interesting.
We're talking with Bill Friedman here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Sawyer Brown had a relationship with Brooke. They wrote a song, put it on their album. They performed it at the State Fair. I think it was that fall. If it wasn't that fall, it was the next fall. But I think they were already booked to play. And, I mean, so he had it's amazing that a college kid in that day and age, now with social media, it's a little bit different. All the celebrities want to meet, you know, somebody from their favorite team, whether it's pro or college. And you go back, and I knew this would come up. I've already got a couple of emails, a couple of texts about Tommy Frazier and his kind of abrasiveness. There's other, I guess, adjectives we could use here. Everybody knew Tommy was good, but his personality was a little bit different. And I said yesterday, and we talked about this off the air a little bit, I think this story, unfortunately, maybe changed Tommy Frazier a little bit. Did you get that feeling?
Oh, I think you'll see that. I think you'll see a little bit of how it impacted Tommy in the film. It's very interesting. Tommy is a very interesting voice in this film, for sure.
And you guys were here. The 94 championship team was just honored.
Correct.
This season. Give me a nugget. We can talk about Tommy. We can talk about Coach Osborne. Was there one nugget from a player or something that we're going to open our eyes and go, whoa?
I think when you see the final scene, you'll go, whoa. But I can't tell you all my secrets.
No doubt
about
it.
But you brought up a point earlier that I just wanted to follow up on, you know, about being immortalized in song. You know, listen, we're all sports fans. How many songs can you name that mention athletes off the top of your head? What comes to mind?
Yeah, nothing.
Right? Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, for me, it's the Simon and Garfunkel song. You know, Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio? Yeah. Right. I mean, there are a few lyrics like that, and I mean, this is a guy that had a song written about him, you know, by a band with a large following. So, I mean, that kind of speaks to Brooke's impact, and I think that's really comes across in the film.
Yeah, one last thing. During that time, you know, right now there are some players in the NCAA that are going through some scrutiny, you know, by signing autographs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we didn't have exactly 100% perfect players during that time. But Brooke Boehringer stayed out of that. You know, that's one thing we really liked about Brooke, was he stayed out of a lot of that controversy, because we had plenty of other people that were giving the Lincoln Police Department fits.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's addressed in the film. You know, I mean, we talk. I mean, that's the juxtaposition that was really interesting to us as filmmakers. You know, the directors Matt Engel and Kevin Shaw did a terrific job with that, of saying, you know, look, I mean, and even, you know, Ron, you know, some of the people that were involved with the team at the time and the writers that we interviewed for the film addressed that. You know, I mean, you had guys like Christian Peter and some other guy, Lawrence Phillips, that had a bunch of problems in '95, but you know, while that was going on, people were also seeing all the great things in the community that Brooke was doing. And the visuals we were able to find of that are really powerful.
Lawrence Phillips, Christian Peter, never heard of him. Bill Friedman, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know Nebraska fans could watch 2 or 3 hours of this story, but you got to edit it. You got to put it down. Bill, as you watch the copy there, and maybe Matt and Kevin, was there anything that they wish they could have left in that we'll miss?
Well, I think any time you do something like this, the problem you want to have as a director for Kevin and Matt is to have too much good stuff. You know, you don't want to have the problem where you have 45 minutes of content for an hour. You know, you want to have an hour and 10 minutes of content for an hour, because then you got to whittle it down, and you're really picking. It forces you as a decision maker to say that this is what has to be in. This is the most powerful stuff, and some of this other stuff's just going to have to go by the wayside. And you know, I don't want to speak for Kevin or Matt about what they wanted to leave out or in. I mean, I'm sure there are things that we would have liked to, you know, that they may have had, but I'll tell you what, I think we're pretty happy with the 55 minutes that we put on the air. And I mean, that's one of the great things about the film too, for people that may be interested in watching, is it's one commercial break. So you're gonna watch about 28 minutes and take a 2 minute break, and you're gonna see 26 minutes. And so that's, you know, a rarity on television that we're doing for this film because we want people to kind of watch it as a film and not as a segmented television show.
Well, that's awesome. And I know, heck, they could have done another hour just on Brooke's mom, Jan, and how she dealt with all of this and continues to do so to this day.
But she's a big part of the film, and you'll see Jan is definitely in the film. So and she's an amazing woman for sure.
And, Bill, I imagine there is some celebrating going on at the BTN offices this morning. Congratulations, the show The Journey, winning the Cable Facts Award for the best sports show. So congratulations on that.
Appreciate it. We're excited. That debuts, our third season of football debuts on Wednesday. And we got a big chunk of that show devoted to Amir Abdullah. We're going to have our cameras out in Evanston at the game on Saturday night. So it should be a good time for all. And we hope that everybody gets to watch both the film and the show on Wednesday.
Well, everybody will be happy if Nebraska gets the win, and then they can watch Brooke. And I imagine if the Huskers lose, we'll watch it on Monday. So that's how things pan out here at the Cornhusker State. Bill, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And to keep up the good work, hopefully we can chat again soon.
Guys, always a pleasure to talk. Thanks for your interest in our program, and really hope you enjoy the film. I'd love to hear what you think of it.
Hey, no doubt. We'll let you know. I'm sure it'll be great. Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network, coordinating producer of The Journey. We've talked about that. Congratulations on their national award. So, again, it is on. The first time it's going to be on is right after the Nebraska game on Saturday night, so you don't have to change the channel. Big Ten Network, Nebraska Northwestern, followed by Unbeaten, The Life of Brooke Baringer. If you mess up, don't get it DVR'd. For sure it'll be on again Monday night. So check that out. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More on this. Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay. Jimmy's picks are going to be coming up in our next segment. Plus, Pigskin Pick'em. All that and more here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Be sure to like them on Facebook. They are supporting so many activities throughout the community. That's what happens when you deal with Midway. They give back. And in the fight against breast cancer here in the month of October, you test drive any Chevy vehicle, and they'll contribute $10 toward the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer program. It is Chevy Truck Month, and you can check out all the great deals on the Silverados, Tahoes, Suburbans, and so much more. And you can go online to see what they've got for you at thinkmidway.com. Doug and Daddy Show continues after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
A couple months back, my wife had an accident. Everybody was all right, but her car was a mess. She was all upset, but I told her it's no big deal because we have insurance and the body shop at Crossroads Ford. Crossroads can do it all, from door dings and hail damage to fender benders and major body work. Her car was looking like new in no time and with no insurance hassles. Well, thanks to a deer, now it's my turn. Thankfully, they work on all makes and models. Small enough to know you, big enough to help you. Crossroads Ford, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop into the day today with highs up into the mid-60s. Northwest winds, meanwhile, stay for around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight, low at 32 with a light north wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We were mentioning basketball, and the Huskers being a 21st for the men, Taran Pettaway for the men, and Rachel Terrio for the women. We're in a 14-team league, people, and neither team is ranked in the top 20, so keep that in mind. And we both teams have a preseason first-team all-conference selection, Rachel Terrio and Taran Pettaway, so that's pretty cool. Media days were yesterday in Chicago. Also, Nebraska adds Akron to the schedule in 2018. Who knows? It's Akron, Colorado, and the University of Troy for the non-conference. And then they have the nine Big Ten games, which start in 2017, and home games Purdue, Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan State. As of now, that doesn't look like it's going to be much of a 2018 schedule. But again, 4 years down the road, a lot of things can change at that point. UNK is home tomorrow for football against Lindenwood. Kickoff 1 o'clock at Foster Field. The game features two of the top defensive players in the conference, in the Lopers' Tyke Kojal and Lindenwood's Connor Harris. Hastings College will be at Midland tomorrow. This should be a very even game. Their opponents, their scores, a lot of things there. Even 4 o'clock for their homecoming kickoff. You'll hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Volleyball. Nebraska will be hosting 15th-ranked Illinois at the Devaney Center tomorrow. That is going to be coming up at 3. Hastings College is at Dort tomorrow. UNK plays Central Oklahoma on the road tonight. They are tied for the MIAA lead. Then they're at Missouri Southern tomorrow. Loper Women's Soccer. They host Missouri Western tonight at 7:30 and Northwest Missouri State on Sunday. Big win, Hastings College men. 5-0 is a big win anytime. But when you're ranked 16th in the country and the team you beat 5-0 is ranked 7th in the country, there you go. And the Hastings soccer teams are back in action Wednesday. Tri-City Storm Hockey. They will be at home against Green Bay tonight at 7:30. A Saturday afternoon matinee at 3:05. Tonight's game's on the Breeze, 94.5. And because of Husker football, Saturday afternoon's game is on Classic Hits, 98.9. We've talked about this young man with Bob Jensen. Got a chance to see him play football, see him wrestle up close and in person, but Garrett Sunderup needs to be getting even more accolades after last night. 34 rushes, 321 yards, 7 touchdowns. He also scores on a 33-yard touchdown reception, and he's not playing the Sisters of the Poor. Fullerton 52, Howells Dodge 46 in overtime last night.
What a great game.
That is an incredible performance by the All-Stater in Sonderup. A lot of football. You're heading to the Metro tonight to watch your son play Kearney High at Millard West.
Yeah,
and this is a rematch of what was a very competitive 1-16 playoff game last year.
Yeah, this will be a very, hopefully it'll be a pretty good football game. I know Millard West is getting some kids back. They had some kids injured when they got beat by Norfolk a couple weeks ago, and they're starting to get healthy right now. We just don't know. Basically, I've been told that the running back will be playing for Millard West, but we don't know for sure.
Kearney wants to win both, kind of needs to win one of the final two, Millard West and Norfolk, and both very good football teams. Kearney Catholic will host Minden, ESPN 1460 tonight. Lincoln Northeast is at Grand Island. It is Northwest at Aurora, Central Catholic at Holdridge. Hastings is at McCook. Adams Central at Lexington on ESPN 1550. The premier matchup tonight, St. Cecilia at Sutton, 1230 a.m. KHAS. I'll have the Gibbon-Ravenna game, which is basically a playoff game, 6-1, 4-3 tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. And those are just a handful of the many games that are going to be going on tonight. CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show right after the football. A couple of other notes here, and then we're going to get Jimmy's selections and then head out to Vegas to talk to Mike Perenio in our next break. Volleyball last night, Kearney Catholic. Their varsity had not lost a set. They had lost one set all year. That was against Adams Central. They had subbed in their second team and lost that set and came back. Well, last night, Ord took one set, but you got to take three, and Kearney Catholic wins 3-1 to win the Luplat Conference Championship. St. Paul beat Adams Central in the consolation. Axtell is your champions in the Fort Kearney Conference, and they had to go the distance to beat Wilcox Hildreth. Amherst was a winner over Elm Creek. District cross country. These are the following teams that have qualified for the state meet here in Kearney next Friday, and we'll have coverage on our network of stations. For the boys, Kearney High, Aurora, along with Minden, Adams Central, Lexington, Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, Bertrand Loomis, Ravenna, and Wilcox Hildreth. Numerous other individuals have made it in. For the girls, the teams to qualify include Aurora, Lexington, Adams Central, Ord, Hastings St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Arcadia Loop City, and Bertrand Loomis. And Donovan Trumbull just missed out despite having the top two runners in the D2's district in Maddie Quist and Lexi Hoffman. So even though they won't have a team, those two girls are going to be towards the front of the pack coming up next Friday. And state tennis semifinals continuing today. Kearney and Grand Island guys are out in Class A, and we'll update the Class B bracket here in just a moment. Central Catholic third and Hastings setting in fourth in the team race. And for the state softball tournament, they're just getting underway. Elimination games. Marion, Papillion, La Vista in A. The winner gets Millard South in the final. Beatrice and Elkhorn South in B. The winner gets Elkhorn in the final. Wayne and Guardian Angels in C. The winner gets Ashland Greenwood in the final. Well, Jimmy, Mel Kiper has Amir Abdullah in his number three spot as far as running backs into next year's draft. And he has Randy Gregory, number four overall, second at his position, behind Leonard Williams of Southern Cal. So some good prospects there for those two young men as they continue to earn their way at the college ranks. And there's no saying that Gregory's going to leave. Probably will, but he still could come back.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that, it's been a while since Nebraska's had a first-round draft pick, you know, or somebody that's been in that first tier of people where you're going to watch it. I think the last time we had that was Sue. You know, when he was drafted, because before that, we really didn't think anybody was going to be drafted, even in the first round at all.
Well, let's get your picks. We're going to see how we do. Last week was the most odd week ever. You hit all the underdogs and missed all the favorites. Yeah, you gave a lot of selections,
yeah,
which is scary.
I'm just going to go.
How's this week look?
Just college
football. You like it, you don't like it?
I like it. I like the week, and I'm going college football only because I've kind of decided that like if you're good at the horse races but you're bad at picking baseball, why do you keep betting baseball? You know, I mean, you know, right now I'm just going to get into what I'm good at, and what I'm good at is college football underdogs. That's what I'm good at, and why go anywhere else? I'm just going to do it. And I'm not good at very many things. I'm very bad on a golf course. In fact, you know, I don't even need to take my driver out, Doug, to hit the drive. You know, I'm pretty good with the 7-iron from about 20 yards in the end, and that's the only thing I can do. Here we go. I'm going to take Iowa State plus the 14 against Texas. Texas covered last week against Oklahoma. That's a big rivalry game that Texas had. But Texas offense doesn't score a lot of points. And just giving up 14 to Iowa State when they may not even score 14 makes it pretty tough right there. The second game, I'm taking Kent State. They're getting 7 against Army, and it's about the same thing. I think that game's about even, and Kent State's getting 7 points. And I don't know why, because everything I've looked at, things that thing should be dead even. But Kent State's going to get 7 points, and they're playing Army. My third pick is Northwestern, getting the 8.5. Now, this is 6.5 nationally. It's 8.5 in here. You might as well take them. And Nebraska's covered 4 weeks in a row on the point spread. And also the other thing is Northwestern remembers this football game a lot more than Nebraska does. Nebraska won it, moved on. Let's go on. Hey, and revenge games are very critical. I don't know if people really realize how critical a revenge game is. If you don't believe me, look at Georgia and Nebraska in the bowl game. Look at Washington and Nebraska in the bowl game. Well, Northwestern is looking at this game a whole lot different than Nebraska is. Nebraska is looking at this football game as – hey, this is part of us getting to win our side of it, and we got to go to the Big 12 championship game. Northwestern, as soon as that play was over and they went in the locker room, they had 365 days to wait for this game. Plus, you're getting 8 points, 8.5 points. Might as well take them. Fourth pick is North Carolina State's getting 18.5 over Louisville. I'm thinking North Carolina State's going to rally. They had 6 players they had to kick off the football team. And immediately that thing went up from 11 to 18.5 after that incident. And I think that's way too many points. I think North Carolina State will gather and rally behind that decision, and I think they'll compete a little bit better than that. I like Kansas State, and I don't like this great, but I think Kansas State could beat Oklahoma. You're getting 7 points. You might as well take the 7. And the last one is Missouri got beat 34-0, was very embarrassed at home against Georgia. They're going on the road now and playing Florida. Go ahead and take the 6 points and take Missouri. So those are the 6 picks right there. And none of them are any better than anything, but I think just getting the points is important. Take the points. And these teams might lose every game, but you might win every game because of the point spread.
Let's recap that one more time for you. We've got Kansas State against Oklahoma, North Carolina State against Louisville, Kent State against Army, Northwestern against Nebraska, Missouri against Florida, and Iowa State, maybe the most favorite here, as they take on Texas. Let me ask you about one more that this game makes me scratch my head. Georgia favored by 3.5 at Arkansas.
Okay, Arkansas hasn't won a game at home. And, you know, they changed coaches. The guy from Wisconsin, I mean, I can't think of his
Bielema,
name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Took over that program, and they have done fairly well. They've just missed a couple times. You know, they got beaten overtime, I think, by Texas A&M. They had Alabama on the ropes and missed an extra point. And I think it's the home field in this that this team really is hungry for a win. Plus, Georgia played a little bit better than they really are when the last week when they won 34-0. I think people are looking at that. But you know what? I would not be surprised if Georgia won that football game, and maybe, you know, by 2 touchdowns. So that's why I couldn't select Arkansas as one of my picks.
We will take a break. Mike Perennial will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
18.3% of Buffalo County High School students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're thinking about a new pivot irrigation system, now for a limited time, T&L Irrigation is offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount, saving up to $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile long T&L pivot. Get decades of reliability with a T&L pivot system, the original water gun. Visit the website at tlirr.com or contact your local T&L dealer today. T&L, proven hydraulic hydrostatic technology that works. We always love Fridays when we get a chance to catch up with Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sports Book at the Mandalay Bay. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. Is the pool still up and going? It's October, Michael.
Well, it's still been 80, 90 degrees here, so it's still pool weather here. And if it gets cold, it's only like 60, but they do eventually close.
Man, we could get you one of these T&L water guns out there. What do you think? Would you install that?
In the sports book, then when someone's using their cell phone and not supposed to, I can just shoot them with a water gun instead of tase them.
All those guys that came up to cash their Arizona and Denver Bronco tickets last Sunday, you could have used it on them.
Yeah, last week we finally had a pretty bad week, but other than that, it's been a good year for us.
Well, I had to chuckle because Jay Rood, who we usually have on during Super Bowl week, he was quoted in the ESPN story saying he kicked a hole in the wall, and that's what he'll have Geno Smith to, he'll remember Geno Smith by.
That doesn't seem like Jay. It must have been real. It must have been worse than I thought last week.
Well, things are going well, and we'll jump into football in a minute. But first, hey, the Kansas City Royals are in the World Series, and Jimmy, you know, Mike said the last time or a couple times ago that we talked, he was immediately going to go change the odds because you were loading up on the Royals. And I want to know, did you get the ticket, Jimmy?
Yeah, I did get the ticket. I did get the ticket, and we talked about it at the time. I thought maybe they'd beat Detroit, though, you know, in the American League Central. Did not. So now I'm sitting there with just a little wild card thing, and it's kind of hard to back up your bet, you know, when you're doing that. But unfortunately, I spent a little bit of money on Baltimore because I thought, well, I had enough money riding on Kansas City. I had to bet a little on Baltimore.
That's how we make money, people. Hedging their bets. Come on, you just let it ride.
Who are you rooting for? Are you guys rooting for the Giants, or are you rooting for the Royals, or does it really matter? There weren't that much on either one of them.
No, it's not that big a decision for us. The only thing that would ever kill us is the Cubs ever won the World Series, but so far so good on that. But I personally like the Royals. I being from Lincoln, you went to two teams. You went to the Royals or you went to the Cardinals games, and I went to more Cardinals probably and followed them because of Bob Gibson and Curt Flood and Lou Brock and all those guys. But I've been to a few Kansas City Royal games, and it's amazing to me how they play baseball in the American League team. I would think the way that Kansas City plays with the speed and the small ball, they would have an advantage over the Giants, because are the Giants going to be able to play American League style ball, and Kansas City can play National League ball. So I like Kansas City. I think they can keep it going, and be kind of amazing to see them sweep the baseball playoffs. That would be a kind of a fun thing.
And I assume you probably got some odds up on that, don't you?
No, not we probably won't put odds up on a sweep. You know what? We will. I take that back. They'll probably come out today. Well, they'll have to win in four games, and it's not going to be that good of value because we've probably lost a little bit on that already in the playoffs on them. So we'll see. I just think Kansas City teams get hot. You see that in the NFL too. A lot of teams
in the recent years have got in as a wild card and swept the NFL playoffs and won the Super Bowl. And at Giants, Green Bay, it's all about being on fire and being hot. And although the Giants aren't doing too bad either, they're a tough team, and now they're showing some power, which they hadn't shown through the playoffs up until this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Giants haven't done anything wrong. I mean, they've played really well, too. And the Royals have had a lot of games that were really 50-50 after about seven innings. And they've just been able to hang on because of their pitching staff. Hey, help me out. I think the Rockies in about 2007 did the same thing. They won a wild card game. And that thing went like 13 innings, and they scored late, you know, and it was a very controversial play at home plate. And then they went on and won seven in a row, and I'm thinking they got swept. You know, I mean, they won seven straight, and then they went to the World Series, and they didn't win a game. So, yeah, they got swept the other side of it.
The other side, yeah. I mean, that momentum's not quite as important probably in baseball because of the pitching factor, and someone can shut you down as it is and maybe in football. But it seems to be momentum does play a little bit of a factor in baseball, but, you know, like I said, not as much in other sports. And I guess I'm rooting for Kansas City because that's the Midwest team.
Mike Perrenio, Mandalay Bay, joining us here on this Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, director of the Race and Sportsbook. If you're out in Vegas, as we know some friends of ours were recently, make sure and look Mike up. He does a great job of taking care of listeners of the Doug and Daddy Show and folks from Nebraska and helping you out maybe if you need some information about the Mandalay Bay or the city. And tomorrow night, you got some NBA basketball with the Clippers and Nuggets, so that's going to be pretty cool. And what about NBA? Here in Nebraska, we don't talk about it much. There's no real team to follow. There's no one to drive to unless you're going to go to Denver. And I just don't – a lot of people are Lakers fans, Celtics fans. Do you get a lot of action, a lot of futures action on that?
Not a lot. I mean, if we get action on the futures, it's West Coast people coming in, you know, the drive-in. We'll get a lot of Clippers action and Lakers when they're good, and you know, some Arizona, the Phoenix Suns, we'll get some action from down there. But it's small betting. Most of our big betting in the NBA comes playoff times, and we'll see. The NBA's with the injuries, and it's such a long season, and hockey's already going, and it runs almost as long as the NBA season. So those two sports aren't as much volume for us as far as money bet until the playoffs, and then luckily the playoffs last about 2 months in both those sports.
We got Breeders' Cup coming up, Mikey. Folks that are coming out there, what do we got planned?
Yeah, I mean, this happens to be, you know, with football and the Breeders' Cup hitting, it's a big time for us. We love the horse players out here, and we treat them well. We comp really good on horseplay. So we've got a full. It's been reserved most of the seating for 8-9 months. It's so tough. People'd rather come here than go to the Breeders' Cup in a lot of cases. And although with Santa Anita holding it, that's such a wonderful track and a place to go. But they're going to be switching it up here and going to Keeneland, and then they're going to try it at Del Mar, which is a great track and a wonderful place to be. But it's not that big a track, and it's going to be interesting to see. But people that come here for Breeders' Cup, especially once they've been here a couple times, they usually come here rather than go to the Breeders' Cup. It's so much fun, and there's so much other stuff you can do when you're here. You know, go to a show, go to restaurants. There's just nothing more exciting than a big weekend like that, whether it's Breeders' Cup, Super Bowl, March Madness, even really just a regular NFL college football week. I mean, last week was fantastic with the football games. Had a bunch of NFL games cover on the last play of the game, and you know, people go crazy, especially we heard a lot of cheering last year or last week. I mean, I can almost gauge how we're doing just by the cheering in the crowd, and it's kind of fun to have the crowd going crazy.
Yeah, other than Mississippi and Mississippi State, last week had to be a good in the college because every team basically won, but nobody covered the spread in the top 10. I mean, all the good teams, you know, the Michigan State, you know, wins but can't cover the spread against Purdue, et cetera. Do you have anything you like this week?
Yeah, I mean, last week college was okay. I mean, we don't ever get really killed on anything. College football this week, a game that stuck out to me was Kentucky. They seem like they've turned around that program at Kentucky. LSU seems to be going the other direction, and And, of course, I'm going to take a dog, of course. But Kentucky's getting 9.5 points at least in most places. And it is at LSU, and they have a reputation there. But I'd be surprised if LSU can win that game by more than a touchdown. And getting 9.5 seems to be a pretty good line on that game.
Yeah, I give the group, here's some selections, and the first time ever in 2 years, I went against the Huskers. I gave people Northwestern. And here, it's not 6.5, it's basically 8.5 here. It's, you get an extra free 2 points. But
yeah. What do you mean here? Where's the casino in Nebraska?
Well, that's here.
What do you mean here?
It's right across the street, right by Taco John's. But, because last year, Nebraska won on the Hail Mary. Nebraska's covered 4 weeks in a row. You got a feeling on that game?
You know what? Northwestern is the strangest team probably in that conference. I mean, they lose, then they get two big wins, and then lose again to a team they should have beat. They're like Jekyll and Hyde. They're at home, but I think people after Nebraska's game probably, I'd rather have 6.5, obviously. And if I was going to bet Nebraska, 6.5 seems like a good bet, actually, to me. I don't know if Northwestern, after that game last week, is going to say, you know what, we give up. They thought they were on a roll and doing good. And that loss last week is the kind of loss that maybe puts you down for the rest of the season and teams give up on you. We'll see. That's a make-or-break win for Northwestern. And, when Nebraska comes in, that should be enough to motivate them. So maybe a home dog on there. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Nebraska cover 6.5 and you can play it there, and I'll play it here. We can play that middle,
and we'll both win. In a month from now, we'll be laughing about it.
Well, you nailed the Royals. I'm a little worried about you two collaborating here. You seem to be.
I'm just joking. I don't bet off anywhere outside of Nevada. By the way,
me neither. I fly out there, have my sister place it.
Yeah. And one that lives here. Right?
That's right.
Well, last minute here with Mike Perino, then we'll let him get back to work. I have a couple of emails here. Mike, from local people that are in the Super Contest that want to know what the hell went wrong last week.
Well,
I'm almost scared to ask you for a pro pick.
Do you guys have to follow? You didn't mention that I started 9-1 in the Super Contest.
Well, you were doing. You were busy.
I was due to lose. How about that? this week I'll turn it around and get right back in the contest. So, yeah, last week, actually the last 3 or 4 weeks have been tough, but when the public wins, you can almost count on me being 0-5, and that's what happened last week. And I had one of those games, or two of them, that I lost in the last play or the last, couple minutes of the game. And that's the NFL. And like I said, I was very hopeful. I was almost planning my retirement after going 9-1 to start the season. Now, I told the wife, looks like I'm still going to be working for a while.
Well, I'll let you give us a pro pick, and I think public-wise, I can see one or two games that just make you go jump up and down. I am scared to death about Dallas being a darn almost touchdown favorite over the Giants. And by the way, that was your underpick of the year, but I just want to go ha-ha. But this week, I'm so scared. Is that the one, or you got a better one?
Yeah, the Cowboys lose another lineman. They might still go under. Yeah, actually, that is the I love the Giants this week, +6. And you can't turn on a network, and now there's 100 different sports channels, Fox, ESPN. I mean, there's millions of them, and it seems like every channel I turn to is how good the Cowboys are, and we'll see. I'm hoping they get to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens then, because that's pretty much a guarantee. But the Giants, I do like Giants plus the 6 in that game. That's kind of weird you pick that game to talk about, but the other thing in the NFL, I think, is I kind of like the Lions, and you're getting a good price on the futures right now. We have them 35-40-1 last time I checked, and they're in first place. Their defense is amazing with its former Nebraska players, the main guy on the line. And, they're going to get some people back that are hurt, and I think Megatron will be fine if he's not hurt for a long period of time when he gets back. They've got a lot of people coming back in November, and that looks like a team to me with defense and offense that might end up making a run and getting into the Super Bowl. And, the odds on them are really good right now because their people are overlooking them, and I think that's a mistake, although they're traditionally not going to be a playoff team and choke it at the end. But I think they've got it turned around up there. The management and the players they have, they should be good. And I think, you know, they're in first place, kind of a hidden gem.
Well, we'll see how it pays out, and be wary, Colts fans, this weekend as well. Michael, we've talked about the Breeders' Cup. We talked about some of the stuff that's going on this weekend. We always talk about the Michael Jackson One Show. Anything else that we need to bring up before we let you get back to your day?
No, I mean, just you guys know it. You've been here. It's such a good way to get away. You don't have to ever leave Mandalay Bay, and there's always a concert. We have a House of Blues here, too, so... You know, if you like music, you got the big concerts in the arena. You've got the House of Blues, which always has something interesting and different coming in here. And you just got to get online at MandalayBay.com, look at what you want to do, find the time of year to come out here. And it's just it's nothing better. That I'm so lucky to live here and to work here, because that means I can go to this stuff for free.
Well, that's a good call. You work hard for it, though, Mike. We always appreciate when you make some time for us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll chat again soon and hopefully see you pretty soon, too.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. It's 80 degrees out there, and the pool's open.
Wouldn't that be fun, like you said, just to hang out there? I wonder how many days I could stay there without losing my entire retirement. Yeah, I wonder if I could go 30 days.
I don't know. It depends how much sleep you got. I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know. We do need to jump into our Pigskin Pick'em to kind of wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show here. We always throw out a little trivia question. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to ask you a trivia question. We'll go to break. First person to get that will go up against us. If you've already competed against us in trivia and the Pigskin Pick'em this year so far, this season, then you are ineligible. You get one shot at a time. So keep that in mind. The Big Ten doesn't have an official official basketball preseason poll like we used to have in the Big 12. So at the Columbus Dispatch, they ask a couple of guys that cover each team to send in their ballots. Wisconsin was voted number one for men's basketball, Ohio State second, Michigan State third, and Nebraska fourth. Rutgers was picked dead last on every single ballot, Jimmy. Every single ballot. My question is, who was picked next to last? Men's basketball preseason rankings, they are 13th. If Rutgers is that bad, who is next to last? I know it's not much of a trivia question, but you got about a 1 in 8 chance of getting it right. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. Who was picked 13th out of the 14 men's basketball teams in the preseason conference poll of area writers? We'll be right back.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, ready for Pigskin Pick'em. And congratulations to Tyler from Kearney. He knew that Northwestern was picked 13th. We had quite a few Penn State's guesses. Well, they were 12th. So there you go. Do we need to take a look at our Midtown Mark cooler question? Because that was part of our cooler question yesterday. So let's go ahead and do that. We asked you, how will the Huskers fare at Northwestern? 78% said no problem, win and cover. 22% said win and no cover. Can you believe nobody said lose? Imagine that. Here it is. Who's going to win the World Series? Giants, Royals, and in how many games? ESPNSuperstation.com is where you can vote on the Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who wins the World Series? Giants, Royals, and then you can pick four or five, six or seven games. I'm going to save my prediction for Monday when Jimmy is back and Bo Pelini's press conference is going on, and we've got special guests right now. Let's get to Tyler and do some pigskin pick'em. Already a winner of a large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, top of the hill in Kearney, also across from Duncan Field in Hastings. You can get any kind of sandwich that you want, home of bazillion sandwiches, hot or cold, all the toppings, the cheese you want, the dressings you want, and, of course, make it a combo meal. You can throw in the chips, the cookie, the soda. It's up to you, whatever you want to do. Tyler, are you ready to roll?
Yep.
All right, let's get after it. Jimmy, the first game of the week is San Jose State at Wyoming. And San Jose State is favored by a point and a half. Who you got?
I'm going to take whoever you don't take.
Did I mess you up there?
No.
I'm taking Wyoming because I always take Wyoming.
All right, I'll take San Jose State.
Tyler, who you got?
Wyoming.
Virginia at Duke. And in this ball game, Duke is favored by 2.5. Tyler, who you got? Tyler takes Duke. And Jimmy, who do you got?
Well, I'll just go with Virginia to make it fun.
Well, you know, that's an interesting game. That's an interesting game because Virginia, I kind of always take them. Duke, I've been right on all those picks. I'm going to take Duke in this instance. Georgia Tech at North Carolina. This is a pick'em game, basically. Jimmy, who you got?
Let's go with the home team, North Carolina, here.
And I am going to take Georgia Tech in this one, and this is solely on what's been happening this week. Who you like here, Tyler?
Georgia.
Georgia Tech at North Carolina. He takes the Georgia Tech. Georgia is up next at Arkansas. I'm taking Georgia here. I can't believe the line's only 3. This is one of those where you should be getting a pie in the face. Any other time, I'd be going, there is a reason that this is a 3-point spread and take Arkansas. But I'm going to take Georgia. Tyler, who you like?
Georgia.
Jimmy?
I'll take Arkansas.
Missouri at Florida. Jimmy, you already went with this on your picks.
I'm taking Missouri.
You're going to take Missouri. You know what? I'm going to take Missouri, too, because I kind of like that pick. What about you, Tyler? Missouri at Florida.
Florida.
There's a little difference. Stanford at Arizona State. I'll go first here. I think Arizona State's finally getting that quarterback situation flushed out a little bit. Stanford's favored by 3.5 on the road. I liked Arizona State all year long. I'm taking Arizona State. Tyler, who you like?
Arizona State.
Uh-oh, Jimmy. I already know where you're going.
I'm
going
to go Stanford.
Kansas State at Oklahoma. You like Kansas State with the points. Do you like them straight up?
Probably not, but I'm taking them anyway.
Tyler, Kansas State or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
You know, if this game was at Kansas State, I'd take them. But I'm going to take Oklahoma. Once they get knocked out of the race, they seem to play well for a while, and then they get back in the race. Oklahoma State at TCU. TCU is favored by 10 points. Tyler, who you like here?
TCU.
Jimmy, this is my upset of the week. I'm taking Oklahoma State. TCU has come off two incredibly huge games. They should have beat Baylor last week. I just think this is that downer game for them, and you're going to tell me why I'm wrong, but I'm taking Oklahoma State.
No, I think you're probably right. I'm going to take TCU because I think we got to try to make this go next week too, because this guy's taking every favorite so far. And I mean, if we keep doing this, I mean, he's going to kick us around real bad. So yeah, I want this guy to take an underdog sometime.
The only Big Ten game that I've got on the sheet this week is Iowa at Maryland, and Maryland is favored by 5 points. Jimmy, Iowa showed that they could score with a team in Indiana last week. Can they score with Maryland, who Stan Jackson told us yesterday has a much better defense, obviously?
I'll take Iowa.
Tyler, who you got?
Iowa.
Talked him into it. Talked him into a dog.
Oh, boy. See, I was all set to take Iowa here. I picked Iowa to lose to Indiana last week. But going to Maryland, okay, I don't like it. I'm taking Maryland. Notre Dame at Florida State. If Jameis Winston and Coach Jimbo Fisher said on the Doug and Daddy show today, and Chris from Lawrence has emailed us, is the line back up yet? It's going to be 10 if he doesn't play. It's going to be, or if he does play, it's going to be 3 if he doesn't. And some guys in Vegas have it up at about 7-8 right now. Jimmy, Florida State, Notre Dame, what do you got here?
If Jameis Winston plays, I want Florida State. So, I'll tell you what, there's 50 reasons why you should not like Jameis Winston. This isn't one of them. I'm taking Florida State.
Tyler, who you like, Notre Dame, Florida State?
Florida State.
You know what? I told you there was a reason Notre Dame hasn't looked specifically and great the last couple of weeks. Florida State has to lose a football game. Just as well be this one. I'll take Notre Dame. And in case there is a tie, the total points in the Nebraska-Northwestern game. Tyler, what do you got?
55.
Jimmy?
Tyler, I'm taking 57.5, but I really think you're going to win this contest easily. I'm going to put it right down that he's going to win this thing easy. I like your selection.
Well, all these games have been in the 20s, so there's that 55 is outstanding. That's an outstanding pick. I'm going to go, and you went 57.5. I don't want to lowball Tyler. I mean, I've got my prediction here, but it's going to be in the 20s, so it's going to be under the 55. So I'm going to go with 48 points. So that gives him a lot of wiggle room just in case he needs it. Tyler, congratulations on the Big Daddy's Deli. We'll see if he can bring home the Cunningham's cash. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. Tyler from Kearney. Your prediction, obviously you don't think Nebraska's going to cover.
Oh, I just think anytime a team covers 4 weeks in a row, I just love to go the other way, and especially if that team didn't cover. Now, I'm not basing this on, I'm taking Northwestern, Nebraska, Iowa, all these teams, Michigan State, Wisconsin, they're all kind of even. Everybody knows what the point spread should be, but I think anytime somebody covers 4 weeks in a row, very seldom do you cover 5, 6, 7 weeks in a row.
I don't need 6 or 7, but I'm going to go 5. So what's your prediction?
I'm going to go Northwestern 30, Nebraska 28.
Wow. Wow. He's close to getting into Damon Day communism area, isn't he? But he picks Northwestern. I took Michigan State, so you got to pick against the Big Red every once in a while. I am in the minority here. I think Nebraska is a good enough football team This is the game. This is a bigger game than Michigan State was, because losing to the other side of the conference doesn't hurt. Losing on your side does. Nebraska 31, Northwestern 17. Nebraska wins. Nebraska covers. They come home and take care of Rutgers. They come home and take care of Purdue. And then they're ready for that stretch run. So
I hope you're right, Doug. I hope Nebraska plays well, and I hope Abdullah has 400 yards rush.
Folks, the Lexington chapter of Pheasants Forever are holding their annual banquet on Saturday night at the Holiday Inn Express at Lexington at 5:30. They'll be serving prime rib, kids' meals as well, if they want something a little bit different. The normal live and silent auctions and raffles, hunting and fishing permits, youth shotgun, and many more. We had Jerry Stidham on yesterday talking about the upcoming one in Kearney, which is on November the 8th. They've got their youth hunt tomorrow. So best of luck to those folks. And if you're one of those that likes to go to all the banquets, Lexington's is Saturday night, 5:30 at the Holiday Inn Express is when things get underway. Hey, folks, we do want to thank Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network. Don't forget the Brooke Behringer documentary right after the Husker game tomorrow night. I want to thank Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. Bo Pelini's press conference, a recap of the weekend. Good luck to all the athletes competing in their state events today. And, Jimmy, I'll see you Monday, man.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.